Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
What a blessed one at the name of Jesus.
the name of Jesus. Healing in the name of the Lord. There is healing in the name of Jesus. Sweetest name I know. Oh, that's that wonderful name of Jesus. That's that wonderful name of the Lord. Come on and bless that wonderful name of Jesus, sweetest name I know. There is power in the name of Jesus, power in the name of the Lord. There is power in the name of Jesus, sweetest name I know. Amen. We're going to bless the wonderful name of Jesus. Because he is the sweetest name that I know. Amen. There is power in the name of Jesus. Amen. We bless the Lord on tonight. And we thank God for each of you. Amen. We welcome you to our 45th Annual Missionary Women's Day Convention. Y'all ready for Seder? We thank God for our pastor, President and Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr. Also, Pastor Louis Marshall, Senior Vice President and Southern District Overseer. Amen. Our founder, amen, the late General Apostle Samuel W. Hope, who's the cause of this great convention. Amen. And thank God for our mothers on tonight, our General Church Mother, Mother Lily Tyler, also Mother Barbara Austin, our Southern District Mother, Mother Janice Marshall. Amen. Our General Missionary President, Mother Missionary Gloria Delta, also our Chair Lady, Sister Benita Hope. We thank God for each of you, all of our pastors, our ministers, all of our missionaries, all of the women. Amen. We thank God for his holy women. Amen. Amen. In this service, amen. We're talking about, amen, our theme is anointed women of God. Amen. And it said, rise up. We are called to go higher. Amen. That's our theme throughout this meeting. Amen. We want to rise up and we want to go higher in the Lord. Amen. So on tonight, amen. We're going to go ahead and go into the services. Our opening prayer on tonight, we're going to ask that Mother Barbara Austin from Deliverance Temple, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, in our opening prayer. God bless you, Mother Austin.
God bless everybody.
Amen.
Amen. Did you thank God and thank Jesus and give an honor to Pastor Jackson and President and Pastor Marshall? I just thank God for just all everybody, all the missionaries and all the mothers and everybody that's on the line and the ones that desire to be on that couldn't be doing, but never just been on. Just thank God for that. And now I'm just going to go into the Word of God. I mean the Word of prayer. And say a little prayer. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, we come before the throne of grace and mercy, Lord. We want to thank you for this day, Lord, a day that we've never seen before. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord, and your long-suffering toward us, oh God. We just want to give you the praise and glory today, Lord, and tonight, oh God. We just want to just say thank you, Jesus, for all that you've done, Lord, how you just kept us. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, how you cover us under your blood, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We just thank you, Lord, for this week, missionary anniversary day. Lord, we just want to just say thank God for all the missionaries and everybody. I just want to say to God the praise and give God the glory. This is what we came out to do, is to give God the glory and the praise. To lift him up and know that he's thanking him for what he's done. But he's able to do what he's going to do. We just thank him for his long suffering toward us and being better for us than we ever could be to ourselves or anybody else. We just give him the glory, give the honor, and our missionary, missionary Gloria Johnson, and thank God for all the missionaries. And thank God for his love that he has toward us, his mercy he has toward us. His long suffering he has toward us. I thank God for just covering us all, and we're under the blood of Jesus. And I just thank God for just like Sister Gabriel said we can also have a good time. Lift the Lord's name up. This is what it's all about. Lifting God's name up. And we just thank you for it. And ask God to take the anointing to destroy the yoke. And any yoke is coming up or whatever it is, ask God to tear it down in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just thank God for all things. In the name of the God, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for the opening prayer. Amen. From our own Mother Barbara Austin out of the Living Temple, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Amen. We thank God for the opening prayer. And we, like I said, we come to enjoy Jesus. Amen. This is a holy missionary women's day convention. So we're going to enjoy Jesus together. We may be on the phone line, teleconference and all of that. But God's name is to be lifted up. Amen. And he is to be magnified and glorified. So we don't want you to sit back and be quiet, but we want you to all join in together, amen, and just enjoy the Lord. Amen. So right now we thank God for the prayer. This time we're going to have our opening scripture reading. We'll be read from, we'll be coming from Missionary Linda Kitt out of Faith Council, Glassboro, New Jersey. God bless you, Missionary Kitt. Amen. I'm going to read from Psalms, the 34th number of Psalms. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears, and was lightning. Their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamped around about them, that he may save them and deliver to them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. O fear the Lord, he says, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lion, he laughs. Hungry, for they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. I have read from 34 from Psalms, verses 1 to 10. May God add a blessing to the week that is in this. Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God for the opening scripture. Amen. Coming from Missionary Linda Kitt. I believe the scripture said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall come. Continually be in my mouth. Amen. And that's what we want to do tonight is bless the name of Jesus. We want to bless his name up. You don't want his name to go down. Amen. He said if we lift him up, we'll draw all men unto him. So how are we going to lift him up? We're going to open our mouth wide. And the Lord said, amen. We're going to open it wide, saints. We're going to praise the Lord. Amen. So we said, bless the Lord.
Bless
the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. We're going to bless the name of Jesus. Bless his holy name. Thank God for the scripture reading. So we're going to move further on in the service here, and we've got some great testimonies of victory on tonight. The song came to my mind earlier, so I said as I look back over my life and I think things over, I can truly say that I've been blessed. Amen. I got a testimony. And we all have a testimony. Amen. But on tonight, we're going to get some three of our missionaries, amen, that's going to give us testimonies of victory, amen, of how God has done miraculous things in their lives. So right now, we're going to ask for missionaries to come forth, avail themselves. Missionary Joyce Crowder at Grace Temple, Lazarus, North Carolina, followed by Missionary Yvette Reagan from Christian Temple, Camden, New Jersey. And after Missionary Yvette Reagan, Missionary Georgia Cox, Deliverance Temple, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, will be giving their testimonies of victory on tonight. So right now, we're going to hear from Missionary Joyce Crowder. God bless you, Missionary Crowder. Larry Crowder, God bless you. Can you hear me? Okay. We're going to move. We're going to ask that our missionary Yvette Reagan, if she would come forth. Maybe Missionary Crowder hasn't gotten on yet.
Truly, thank you, Lord, for one more day. I thank God, giving out to the Spirit of the Lord, to our pastor, Pastor Jackson, to our vice president, Pastor Marshall, to everyone that's here, on the line. Thank God for all his goodness and his mercy towards me. Thank God for being alive on today. Truly, I didn't have to be alive, but I thank God how that I was diagnosed with COVID-19, tested positive. But I thank God that God allowed me to live. And I thank God for he blessing me through it. I don't even know if I really had it, but I thank God because it didn't have to be. God, he's awesome. He's just so wonderful. Every time when I think about it, you know, what God has truly done for me and how he brought me through it and how he spared my life and spared my family life, I thank God, you know, because there could have been a different way how that over 3 million people ended up with COVID, and I tell you, and died, you know, but I thank God because God, he didn't let me die. I thank God because when I got tested and it was positive, that I began to get on the phone and I began to call my pastor and begin to ask him for prayer because I know prayer changes things, and I thank God because he began to pray and how the Lord began to take over the prayer. Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Without God just taking over. And I thank God because God through that began to give me the reassurance that he was with us and with my family. And I thank God because, you know, thank God for a pastor that can get a prayer through. And I thank God he's good.
He's good.
Thank God because even family, it didn't even stop there, but I'll tell you that part later, but how I began to get a cold, I didn't know, it just seemed like it just wouldn't buzz, it wouldn't go away. I tried doing everything on my own to get it to go away and everything, and then my throat began to get so sore and everything, and then next thing I know, you know, I couldn't hardly breathe through my throat, you know, it seemed like the airway wasn't opening up for me to breathe at times. But I thank God because I got back on the phone with my pastor again, and the same thing happened. He prayed again, and God began to speak. And I said, God is good because he could have just cut me off many a time. You know, I was encouraged through the whole thing, you know, just encouraged, you know, because I know that God, he was able to hear our prayer, and God will fix it, you know, that he would work it out. And I thank God because it was scary, you know, at first, you know, knowing that you had it, didn't know what way it was going to end up being. But I thank God because I began to just keep reading the scriptures of God in the Bible, kept reading the Bible, you know, how God, he just keep really showing me that he was with me and with my family and that he wasn't going to allow that to just take us over, you know. And I thank God for that, how God, he's good. You know, I can keep saying that 100 times and more, but God, he's truly, really a good God.
Yes, he
is. Because even from that, you know, that, you know, it didn't stop there, how to begin to go and reach my family, my mother and my father, you know, and seemed like it wanted to take them out, you know, because there was a lot of families that was just taken out right behind each other. But how God, you know, he spared our life. Even though my dad, he went on to the hospital and everything, but how God, he kept them. He kept them even in the hospital. Some people say they was in there for 3 months. But my dad, I think he was only in there for maybe about 2 weeks, you know. But I thank God because God didn't have to bless my family. And he gave it to my sister, my niece. You know, and I thank God because God, he kept them. And I'm glad, dying my soul, for what God has done. I realized that without him, I wouldn't be able to make it. And I'm looking to the Lord to just help me and to take me through. But God, he showed up on time. He showed up. when I needed him most, and I thank God for that. And I'm just dying to get prayers that you continue to pray for me. You know, I'm thankful. I'm thankful because there was a lot of people that were taken out from the COVID-19. And I'm just dying to get prayers that you continue to pray much for me.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord.
God, praise the Lord. God is good. Amen.
Thank God.
Amen. Amen. Power. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, God.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, God.
They can tell that testimony of God healing them from the COVID-19.
Amen.
But I tell you, God is a healer. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he is.
Oh,
God is healer. He is a healer. Amen. And I thank God because he proved himself unto us so many times. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Diagnosed with breast cancer, how the Lord began to lift me through that,
treatments of Yes, Lord. 28 treatments of radiation. Yes, Lord. You know, Lord began to lift me. He began to work it out for me. When they begin to diagnose them, that is why I get ready to go into surgery and that last couple, make sure you go into surgery and they begin to do that final test, you know, the docs act like, well, they begin to look for it. And, you know, I was sort of groggy, you know, I was sort of going in and out, but I began to hear them talking, and I began to, as they began to, as everything went over with, finished everything, and he began to tell me how big it was, like 0.3 centimeters. And it was a very, very, you know, it couldn't even been, it was so small, the membrane could not even diagnose. And I said, God, he's so good. I said, he's worthy to be praised. I said, make him praise the Lord. You know, surgery. And the knee surgery, I'm still here. Kept my mercy and grace. You know, I said, God, he's so good. He's so wonderful to me. I said, well, you know, some of them going into the hospital for less than that, you know, they're not here to tell the story. But I thank and praise God for Jesus. I thank and praise God how he continued to bring me through. I just thank and praise God. The song said there's so many wonderful things about Jesus. There's so many wonderful things about the Lord. He's doing great things in my life. I'm so happy. I just thank and praise the Lord. I said, these 50 years, going on 50 years, 51 years, the brother and I've been together, been through tests and trials, but the Lord, he's taking us through it. And I'm so grateful. The Lord has listened to us. He said, God, he's good. You know, why would we have made it without the Lord? You know, no
amen.
None of that could have kept us together all these years. But I thank and praise God for Jesus. I thank and praise God for my companions. I thank and praise God. We're still holding on to God. The term he used so often, holding on to God's unchanging hand. He has not changed. He still loves us, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful for his love this evening. I thank and praise God for just a little portion of the being a part of this great meeting of the women of God. I'm so happy to be a part of it. I can say there was a time when I was a part of things, and I was on the choir before I came to Christian Church. I was on the choir saying, didn't understand what was going on earth, you know, and yet still, that didn't deliver me. When I was in trouble, you know, done low positions in church, delivered me. But the Lord began to deliver me one day. Back to this, I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. And I'm singing, glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. I thank and praise the Lord for all things. Thank and praise the Lord for my pastor, Pastor Garrett Bennett. I thank and praise the Lord for, at the time, you know, Pastor Lewis Morrison, you know, he began to just preach the word of God. You know, he was hard. Yes, he was hard. He was preaching that word. He was hard. But according to the word of God, thank and praise the Lord. I don't want no less than that. Anything less than that, I will not be lifted, but I can say I thank and praise God for Jesus. I thank and praise God for the preached word down through the years. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me one day. Got a mind to go through, got a mind to hold on, and I do desire you, please continue to pray much for me.
Amen.
Lord,
amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Talking about how God has worked a miracle in her life. Amen. Even back in first Falcon. Amen. Thank God for bringing back to the truth. Amen. So you shall
amen.
The truth shall make you free.
Amen.
Talking about how God healed us from the cancer. Amen. And how God did the same thing for me. And I tell you, he is a healer on tonight. We're going to move further in the service. And right now, we're going to hear from missionary Georgia Potts. A deliverance temple, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. God bless the missionary part.
Amen. I thank and praise God for us. Truly, I thank and praise God for all things. Thank and praise God for our elders, the mothers, evangelists, each and every soul is saved. Truly, God is good. He's worthy of the praise. Truly, I'm happy in a day like today. Because I was just thinking on this song, Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. I'll never forget what you've done for me. So I thank and praise God for that song, how the Lord brought me out one day, how the Lord saved my soul, how he brought me out of the crack houses and the bar rooms. And I just thank and praise God how he's brought me from such a mighty, 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 mighty long way. I thank and praise God. I tell you, I'm feeling kind of excited. I didn't know how I was going to get this out even from the passing of my mother, how my mother went on to be with the Lord. But I tell you one thing about it, I do know that the Lord saved the old wretched like me. If it wasn't for the prayers of my mother and my father, what would I be at today? So I thank God for that. I'm yet holding on. I thank and praise God how he did deliver me from the crack cocaine, how I couldn't stop doing the crack, and how it was so many years ago, and I'm yet holding on. I was just talking to Elder Calloway on this morning trying to figure out what year was it. 1992, 99, 98, I ain't sure, but I know that my God is a keeper. He's kept me down through the years. The Lord is keeping me. I'm not keeping myself. I'm not keeping myself, but it's the Lord that's keeping me, and I'm glad about it. I thank and praise God how all that the Lord has done, how he's changed my life. The things I used to do, I don't do no more. The places I used to go, I don't go no more. And I thank and praise God for that. I thank and praise God because the Lord, he is good all by himself. I tell you, I thank and praise God how my heart is kind of heavy, but I'm feeling good down in my soul for what the Lord has done for old wretches like me. I thank and praise God. They say it was an addict, always an addict. And I always would say, not so. Not so. And I thank and praise God. I say I've been tested on every side. Turned it back and walked out and went on about their business. But I decided to stay with the Lord. I thank and praise God how it's the Lord that's keeping me in a day like today. And that metaphor that I'm talking about is that keeper, the power of the Holy Ghost. That keeper, that keeper's power. I tell you, without that, I tell you, when you strung out on crack, you strung out on alcohol, it's going to take the power of God to take you through and to get you off of it. But I thank God, I tell you, so many times, so many chances. But I tell you, every hurdle is higher and higher. But without a test, there's no testimony. So I thank and praise God that I'm being tested on every side. And how lonely days, as long as Jesus is by my side, I'm not lonely, but I do miss my mother, my doctor, and I took care of when I was a caregiver for 9 years. He was a friend of mine. But one thing about me and Mom, we would sing songs together, we would play together, we would laugh together, even in her condition. She was bedridden. She couldn't go to the bathroom. She couldn't do nothing. But one thing I did pray for, I said, Lord, give me strength to take care of my mother. And God did it. Lord did it. Take care of my mother. Even before that, like 9 years. And before that, the Lord gave me strength because I have conditions in my body. A lot of people wouldn't even know the way when I do the dance, when I dance with the Lord, you wouldn't even know that I get shots all in my back. But it's the power of God that moves me. And I thank you, praise God, he gave me the strength to take care of my father for some years before he started falling, and those were so many years. But I tell you, I don't regret it. I do not regret it. So now I'm yet going to go on, and I'm going to hold on to God and change in hand. I want to be saved. And like I would tell anybody, this is a good life. There's going to be some testing trials, a little bump here, a little bump there. But one thing about it, as I always would talk to my Elder Calloway, when he was coming down to my mother to pass on, because my mother passed on home, I don't know how far I can go in. She's my mother. But you know, she would tell me with a prayer about it. And one thing about the Lord, and Mother Arthur would tell me, that one thing about the Lord, he would take you through it. To come to find out, that was in October. Oh, don't you do it. I'm glad about it. So I thank and praise God for stretching this old body of mine. I'm not going to go on and on, because that's one thing about this spot. Once you get started, there's no stopping. The Lord is a keeper. He'll take us through. He'll strengthen you. But one thing about it, he will deliver you if you want to be delivered. Anything you want to be delivered from, God is got a light. I got hit it. I got kind of hit in the belt here, below the belt a little. But I'll tell you, I can't be out yet. But the Lord's got more for me to do, as I know. But I'm one thing I do know, I'm just standing on his promises. I just want to be delivered.
Amen.
So I thank and praise
Amen.
God. He just saved me. He saved me. What did I look it out by the truth? No going back.
Amen.
No going back. Forward in the Lord. Oh, I thank God for
Amen.
Saving me. He did sanctify me. Gave his first, gift of the Holy Ghost. God did it.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord.
God is a deliverer.
Lord.
Amen. Able. Nobody can do it but the Lord. Can't nobody do it like Jesus.
Amen.
There's nobody that can do it like the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. The missionaries have brought us from the crack house to the church house. Amen. I tell you, God is a deliverer. He'll bring you out. Yes, he will. He will do it. I know he will. Amen. From the crack house to the church house. Praise God. Look at God. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. God can do anything. He can do it. Amen. We enjoy those beautiful testimonies of victory on tonight.
Amen.
The Lord begin to bless each and every one of them. I enjoy them. Amen. I thank God for those beautiful testimonies. Amen. We got so many more testimonies, but tonight we won't be able to just get it all out. Amen. We're going to move on a little further in the service, and we're going to call around our own missionary, Cleo Jones, out of Christian Temple, Camden, New Jersey, to give us a solo at this time. God bless you, Mary Jones.
Praise the Lord and God bless everyone.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Bless
everyone. It's my desire to live for It's my desire to live for Him. Jesus and throughout His world, He keeps me blessed. It's my desire to live for Him. My desire to help someone today, someone who may pass away, and taken the way you think I once was lost. They take my way. It's my desire to move this way. If you could find where He brought me from to where I am today, then you would know the reason why I let Him go. If you from where he brought me from to where I am today. And you would know the reason why I let him go. Oh, you can't take this world and all of it I said. I don't need the world power. It's my desire to live for this. Oh, if you could think from where he brought me from to where I am today, then you would know the reason why I let him go. Oh, you can't take this world and all of it you care. I don't need the power. It's my desire to live for him. Oh, you can't take this world and all of this you can. I don't need the power. It's my desire. It's my desire. Yeah. My desire to live for you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Beautiful selection.
Lord.
Amen. It's my desire to live for Jesus. Amen.
Yeah.
I thought about the song. I decided to make Jesus my choice. Amen. And I said, you can't find no, make no better choice than to choose Jesus. It's my desire to live for Jesus. We thank God for that song of praise. Theo Jones. We're going to have another one more selection. We're going to be with the selection from Missionary Myrtle Huff from Deliverance Temple, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. God bless you, Missionary Myrtle Huff.
It was a great thing that he did for me. It was a great thing when he set me free. Yeah. Jesus died on Calvary. Overhaul my love to see. It was a great thing that he did for me. He's been my doctor. He's been my lawyer. My God's been good to me. He's been my friend. He's been my comforter. When I get lonely, when I was born astray, he brought me in. He took my sin. He saved my soul. And he cleaned me up, and he made me whole. Jesus died on Calvary. Oh, behold, I want to see. It was a great thing that he did for me. It was a great thing that he did for me. It was a great thing when he set me free. Yeah. Jesus died on Calvary, so the whole wide world could see.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It was a great thing that he did for me. Amen. Jesus died on Calvary for the whole wide world to see. Amen.
Yes.
He said, no man taketh my life, but I lay it down.
Amen.
Amen. It was a great thing that he did for you and I. We enjoyed that selection from Missionary Puff. We thank God for that song of praise. Amen. We thank God for both of the songs of praise. So we're going to move further in the services. And right now, we're going to be having missionary platform services. And the topic of the theme or the topic tonight is know this, that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. Our scripture will be coming from 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter and the 58th verse. Amen. The song said, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Amen. For we know that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. So our speaker on tonight, and we're going to give you 3 minutes apiece. As I call your name, you come in this order. So once one missionary finishes, the next one just come on board. First, we're going to hear from our own missionary, Rose Mapp, from Christian Temple, Camden, New Jersey. Our next speaker will be missionary Karen Paldo from Grace Temple Lodge here in North Carolina. Following her will be missionary Lisa Johnson from Christian Temple, Camden, New Jersey. Following her will be missionary Rebecca Ingram from Deliverance Temple, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Missionary Gracie White, Christian Temple, Camden, New Jersey. Our own missionary Desi Johnson from Christian Temple again. And finishing it up will be evangelist missionary Ruth Thompson of True Holiness Temple in Athens, Georgia. So we'll ask you to come in that order. Amen. And please, 3 minutes apiece. God bless you, Missionary Rose Knapp. God bless you,
Mr. Yes. You hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Oh, okay. Give honor to the Spirit of the Lord, to my pastor and overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, also to our Vice President, Pastor Lewis Marshall, and his companion, Mother Marshall. I do thank God for this space. And there's a song that's been laid on my heart. I'm going to sing just a little portion of this song. It's going to coincide with the word. Glory to God. Working for the Lord will pay off after all. If I keep on working for the Lord, I know we'll get our just reward. Cause working for the Lord will pay off after a while. I just thank God for the portion of that song. Working for the Lord will pay off after a while. Glory to God. And we're going to go to the Word of God, taken from 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, and at the 58th verse. And it reads as follows. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And I believe Paul was speaking to the church at Corinthians about the resurrection. And he was letting the saints know that we were going to be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. And he was encouraging the saints to be steadfast, firmly fixed, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And truly, abounding in the work of the Lord, that's another word for being plentiful, is the work of the Lord. Lord, whatever your hands find to do. And we know we are living in terrible times now. We're living in a time now where people are discouraged. They're lost. They feel like they don't know where to go and what to do. But we can keep working for the Lord. Working for the Lord, being a witness in our homes, being a witness in the neighborhood, being a witness on our job. There's much work to be done for the Lord. Glory to God. And I believe God says, doing whatever your hands find to do. Glory to God. I tell you, there's much work out here to be done for the Lord. I believe they said, be unmovable. Don't be moved. Don't be shaken. Don't take down. Don't go ahead. Keep working. I believe Jesus told the disciples, he said, launch out into the deep. And surely that's what we need to do in a time like this, is launch out into the deep. Because we have so many people that's discouraged and despondent, and they don't see, they don't know which way to go. And especially in this time, with this pandemic, a lot of souls been lost. People have lost their loved ones. They're confused. They don't know what to do. But we, the people of God, can encourage them and give them the word of God, letting them know that someone cares, that they have a hope in Christ. I tell you, God, he is a good God. He's a good God. And I just thank and praise God. It says here, it says, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Our labor is not in vain in the Lord. Working for the Lord is going to pay off. We're going to get our reward for working for the Lord. Glory to God. We may work for men and come to get paid. We may not get a pay. But God's going to pay us for our work that we do for the Lord. So I don't have much to say, but be encouraged, saints. Keep working for the Lord. And this is an encouragement to me, this verse of scripture, to keep working for the Lord. Do whatever I can do that my hands find to do. I tell you, because God's got a reward for us. He's going to pay us. He's going to pay us for what we do. So I'm saying to all the saints and all the missionaries to be encouraged. Keep working for the Lord. It's going to pay off after a while. It's going to pay off. God's going to reward us for what we do. We may not tell man what we do. We may not all the time say what we did. But God sees what we do. He knows what we're doing. Glory to God. And He's got a reward for us, working for the Lord, doing whatever our hands find to do. Glory to God. And I just want to say to the saints to be encouraged and keep working for the Lord. Payday is coming after a while. Working for the Lord will pay off after a while. And I do thank and praise God for this faith. Thank God for the word of God that he's given me to say. And I'm asking you to pray much for me, that I would be what the Lord has called me to be. God bless
you. Don't want my money. Don't want my money. Don't want my money. To be in vain. Don't want my money. Don't want my money. Don't want my money. Don't want my money. To be in vain. We are praised out on tonight, Pastor Lord, to Pastor Jackson, to Pastor Marcus, Mother Marcus, Mother Tyler, to everyone on the line. Julie, I don't want my woman to be in vain. Looking at the latter part of the scripture, it says, for as much as we know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord, you got to know for yourself that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And we have to work out our own salvation with fear and because I'm looking to go to heaven one day. This is why I'm calling. I'm working, I'm fasting, I'm praying because I want eternal life. Dude, I don't want my soul to be lost. But I say, Lord, be grace to run this race because I'm looking into the Lord because can't nobody see me like the Lord on tonight because he's a friend that's just closer to any brother. Dude, I want to be steadfast, be firmly fixed. You know, in that word, vain. I want to have a presence. It's not a presence, but I said, Lord, help me, you know, to have a purpose. Help me be
Lord. He abides in your work. You know, when you labor, you're calling. You know, you're calling, you're labor, your work. Down through the years, year after year, just to be in vain. I said, but Lord, help me. You know, in doing so, you know, you're able to drain yourself. He said, Lord, you know, just help me to drain yourself. You know, that stuff in life, that stuff in the past, and how, you know, growing up in just the temple, you know, always stuck with me. 3 days and 3 nights, you can go to God, and God will deliver. And through your faith, because I know it for myself, and I don't have to, you know, wait on nobody else to tell me, you know, the fastest way. And you think I do the Lord always give me, you know, he'll take you through. You know, the Lord will keep you in the hour of temptation.
Yes.
You know, the temptation is coming, but the Lord will keep you. He'll take you through. And people, y'all want the Lord, you know, to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You know, I don't want to hear him say, depart from me, he worships of iniquity. And that's what I'm working for, eternal life, continue to pray my strength in the Lord.
Praise the Lord, saints. Can everybody hear me?
Praise the Lord.
I thank God for this opportunity and this faith. I'm going to be reading from 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not vain in the Lord. And I just thank God for this faith and this topic. Know this, that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. When something's vain, it's producing no results, it's useless. And what we do for the Lord, that's not what, you know, what we do for the Lord is not useless, and it has some result. So we got to be steadfast. We got to be firm and unwavering. We got to stand firm on what we believe and what we've been taught. And our general overseer, Apostle Samuel W. Holes, the late general overseer, he taught us how to live holy. He taught us how to live right. And we got to stand firm on that. We got to hold on to it. We can't move. We can't be. We cannot be unmovable. We can't move out of our place. We can't go back and do things that's not pleasing in the sight of God. But we got to be steadfast, unmovable, abounding in the work of the Lord. Because if we do this, our labor, the work, the hard work that we do for the Lord, will not be in vain. It will not be in vain. But, you know, we have all these different options that come up in our lives. We get presented with this, and we get presented with that, but we're not. Giving up is one option that we do not accept. Giving up is not an option. We don't want to give up. We want to continue to go on with the Lord so our labor won't be in vain. You know, I just thank God because this is encouraging to me to let me know that I got to be steadfast. I got to be unmovable. I got to continue to work for the Lord because I know if I work for the Lord and I do it for the Lord, it's not going to be in vain. Souls going to be blessed. Somebody's soul will be saved. You know, and I just thank God because this is for God's people. This is to encourage every one of us that we got to be steadfast. We got to be unmovable. We got to keep what God has blessed us with, what we have been taught. We got to hold on to it. We can't give it up, but we got to keep on working for the Lord and helping souls to be saved, no matter how little it may seem. If it's just to tell someone you love them or tell them that God loves them, we got to do it for the Lord, and it's not in vain. Yes, you're not going to always have everyone to go along with you. You're not going to have all full cooperation, but we got to still continue to do it for the Lord because when he kept going, if Jesus would have stopped and gave up, we wouldn't be here now, none of us. We wouldn't be saved. We would be lost. And that's not what God saved us for. We want us to be steadfast. He wants us to be unmovable. He wants us to keep growing and working for the Lord. And I just thank God for this topic. And like it says, know this, that your labor is not in vain. No, the enemy wants to try to discourage you and make you think that what you're doing for the Lord is in vain. No, it's not in vain. Continue to work for the Lord. And payday is coming after a while. You'll get that pay that you're working for. God will give you that everlasting life. You know, I just thank God for his word, and I desire the saints to continue to keep me in your prayers.
Thank the Lord. Amen. Thank the Lord. God bless you. Miss Mary, Dr. Ingram.
be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the word of the Lord. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the word of the Lord. I often wonder why I sing to him my sky, even though I'm scared with hope.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for the broadcast on this afternoon. We thank God for all of you tuning in to listen to the broadcast. And we just want to thank God for this day being Resurrection Sunday. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for blessing us. And this day represents the day that Jesus rose from the dead to save the world. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we thank God for all things. And this does conclude the broadcast for this afternoon. Please join us on Friday evening at 7 p.m. for our next broadcast. And until then, may the Lord bless you and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you and good night.